This is your 5-minute free clip of today's Bruce Mitchell audio show, part one for Friday, August 1st. This nearly 80-minute discussion spans a lot of subjects with our usual current events week in review, where Bruce Mitchell and I talk about everything that happened in the previous week that we choose to talk about, such as Mike Adamley as GM, Todd Grisham taking over ECW, Tony Atlas's history in the wrestling business, fascinating talk about everything dating back to when he was a superstar and how that all changed in the mid-80s and how he fits in right now with Mark Henry's manager of sorts. And also we talk about Kevin Nash and the behind-the-scenes situation with him that Jason Powell of ProWrestling.net broke earlier this week, where he walked out at the TV taping and refused to participate in the match as was scheduled. And that is the conversation we pick up on here in midstream. I'll give you a 5-minute excerpt of talking about Kevin Nash's potential future and what he might be angling to do in the not-so-distant future, as his contract is coming due in a few months, and either becoming a TNA booker, renewing as a TNA wrestler, or perhaps going back to WWE are all plausible options. So we'll begin the discussion there. As always, at the end of the update, if you want to hear the whole update, you can just become a Torch VIP member. It's about $7.50 per month or less if you subscribe for a longer-term subscription, and you get access to, we're going to be well over 60 audio updates this month. Some of them are 8 or 12 minutes. Most of them are in the 20-minute range. Some of them, like this one, go 80 minutes. Tons of audio for you to listen to, top-shelf quality with a real variety of perspectives and voices. So let's now go to that clip.
For a lot of political reasons, I don't want to revisit the whole WCW era in this discussion. There's just not time. But in the context of where Kevin Nash is right now, do you think he's angling possibly to become booker of TNA to try to redeem himself? Because he's gotten very involved in critiquing the booking and cozying up to a number of wrestlers in that company, including Samoa Joe, and some of the X Division guys, and has been popular with those people. Or do you think he's trying to protect his image so we can have one final run and one final match, at least one final match at a WrestleMania, and kind of redeem himself from that era? I think both would work for him, probably. You know, he'd be happy with either or happening. Do you think that's kind of the scenario where he's positioning himself for one or the other?
Well, I mean, you have to look first. I mean, you have to look at it. How do I say that? It's like when you're in college and you take macroeconomics and you take microeconomics. You have to look at it in the macro sense, and that's what you just did. You also have to look at it in the micro sense. You know, the big picture of the whole career of one of the great, not one of the great wrestlers, and a guy that was a draw and a guy that was also not a draw during his career, but one of the great selfish manipulators the business has ever seen. Backstage politician who always benefited in the short term from how things worked out, and that's in WWE, and that's in WWF, and that's in WCW, back in WWE and TNA, and made a lot of decisions and manipulated a lot of things, so he made a lot of money, and that, you know, and there's something to be said for that in the wrestling business, that Your job is to make the most money that you can, and to manipulate yourself, you know, in and out of main events, and manipulate yourself in and out of situations, but you end up with the most power and the most money, not necessarily giving the most of your body and the most of your you know, and the most
Rick
fan.
We could only hope Ric Flair had better Nash's skills politically during the whole '90s era.
Well. Nash did a lot of damage with a lot of stuff, and like I said,
if Flair had Nash's political skills and used them to push himself, like Nash used his skills to push himself, the result would have been Flair wouldn't have been completely abused during the stretch of time when he was a legit huge wrestler.
I wish that Flair had grabbed political reins a lot of times in his career. I mean, many times when he did. Including the glory days of the Four Horsemen in the 80s, and even before that, that's one of the great drawbacks of Ric Flair. But you have to look at it also in a micro sense with Kevin Nash. Was he, you know, I've always been very even-handed with Kevin Nash. I've been a big critic of Kevin Nash for many years for a lot of reasons, I think, and for a lot of the macro reasons, the big picture reasons. But you also have to look at, here's Kevin Nash, finally in TNA, after teasing and getting out of doing jobs and getting out of doing matches and And also, I mean, there's just no way, there's just no other way to put this. Vince Russo is doing a horrible job as Booker now. I mean, he is just awful. I mean, even for Vince Russo's fans, I mean, it's just, he is making a case for a guy of having a career as a Booker, because he's been a Booker long enough now, that, I mean, for enough reigns, enough years, going up in some sort of the worst Bookers ever. I mean, there's a legitimate case for
do you
him
think
to be
he's, worse short worse. Answer, just as perspective, do you think he's worse now than he was at his worst in WCW?
Yeah.
See, I think TNA, overall booking-wise, is world, and this is saying something, worlds better than Nitro and Thunder at its worst.
Oh, he's up there in that Thunder. He's getting to that Thunder air stuff.
Yeah, I haven't seen last night's show yet. I don't think it's anywhere near as. I don't think it's anywhere
think
near the depth of Raw's Nitro and Thunder.
I think last 2 weeks have just been just really. I mean, that incoherent. We got to do something every single second. Nothing goes anywhere. People jumping in. I mean, I will say this. I'm not good at judging. I really am not good at judging one bad error versus another bad error. He's awful, and he's awful right now. And it's like,
fair enough.
I mean, he is awful, and he's building a case for himself being the worst booker in the history of wrestling. I mean, he's on his way now. And because nobody, and one of that is he was a complete failure in WCW. And then,
so once again, to become a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the PWTorch.com screen, right under our main logo, and you can get full details on all the benefits of being a VIP member, plus full info on all the sign up options that we have. Thanks for listening, and until next time, PW Torch editor Wade Keller signing off.